Coach Joseph. We go back a long time, back with the Houston Texans. Our meeting rooms are right across the way, so extremely excited to come play for him.
I think for our football team, he's the right fit from a personality standpoint. He is going to have the courage to lead our football team. He's going to have the will when things go bad to bring us out of it. You know, so I'm excited to have Case as a quarterback, but also as a person.
When you think about evaluating him, your rooms, he said, were right across the hall from each other when you guys were in Houston. Did that make the evaluation process, did that give you a baseline knowledge more so than maybe another guy?
Absolutely. You know, I knew his football IQ was very high. You know, I knew what kind of competitor he is also, just talking to Case over the years, you know, before practice and after practice. But absolutely, you know, when you have firsthand knowledge of a person, especially a quarterback, that's key because it's like drafting guys and not having enough time to know who the person is. Okay, we know Case Keenum, and that was definitely an advantage for our football team.
When you think about this offseason, balancing free agency and pro days, I know you and John have logged a lot of miles in travel as far as those pro days go. When you are, how important is it to keep evaluating that collegiate talent, even though free agency is starting to heat up a little bit?
Well, that's important. You know, before you know it, the draft's going to be here, and it's never enough time to do both. But obviously, free agency is first, and we want to finish strong. John's staff done a great job up to this point of signing our major needs and signing Ty Davis back, getting the quarterback, getting the third corner. That's major needs for our football team. So those things were done in the first wave. Now the second wave, you know, we're going to keep searching for more players to help us win. But the draft for us is going to be exciting. You know, we've got 10 picks. We're picking in the top five in the first three rounds. That's rare for this football team, and it should be rare for us. I don't want to pick there ever again. But to have a chance to pick in the top five in the first three rounds is going to be exciting. The last time the Broncos picked in the top five, who was the player?
Von Miller.
Von Miller. So we want to draft players in the top five with those kind of abilities.
Looking for the run. They get the run. He hit in the backfield. Todd Davis almost took the handoff.
You touched on it a little bit. Todd Davis, a very important piece to the defense, a guy who we've heard with you and John, leadership. He brings leadership to the table. How important was it to bring him back, knowing what he brings to the table?
I think it was critical. You know, not comparing the Mike linebacker to the quarterback, Case Keenum, but from a defensive standpoint, that was as important, you know, to have our signal caller back, to have our defensive quarterback back on the field. And again, from a leadership perspective, teams do go through transitions with leadership. So to have a guy like a Case Keenum, a guy like Todd Davis, okay, to be our future leaders, that's exciting.
You mentioned it. Todd is in the fold. Case is in the fold. What's next for you and John as far as these pro days, draft analysis? Because, I mean, the draft is going to be here before we know it.
I think to continue to search for free agents that can help our football team. And, again, the right people, you know, with the right skill set, obviously, to help us win. So that won't stop. Obviously, going to the draft and to continue to evaluate what's best for our football team. You know, again, picking in the top five and three rounds, you want to hit home runs there.
Coach, we appreciate your time. I know you're busy.
You.
We look forward to seeing who the next Broncos are as well.
Thank you, Bob.